And for those of you who are really rabid fans of The Sopranos, people like Madeline, there's a longer version of this interview at NPR.org where Jerry and Jeffrey discuss some of this season's more intricate plot turns. Okay, from TV to movies, each week we present a roundup of what the nation's film critics are saying about the new releases. Here is Slate's Ben Williams with today's summary judgment.
Our first film is this week's only new wide release, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. In the third installment of the saga, Harry, Ron, and Hermione are back, along with a devious new wizard played by Gary Oldman and Harry's old rival, Snape, played by Alan Rickman.
Messrs. Mooney, Wormtail, Padfoot and Prongs offer their compliments to Professor Snape and...
Go on.
...and request that he keep his abnormally large nose out of other people's business.
Why, you insolent little...
Professor!
Finally, a Harry Potter adaptation casts a spell on critics. The Prisoner of Azkaban is truly wizard, raves Time. It's everything the first two films were not. Complex, frightening, nuanced, applauds the Washington Post. Hip Mexican director Alfonso Cuarón of E2 Mama Tambien fame proves to be J.K. Rowling's soulmate, says LA Weekly. A true romantic, according to Salon, he captures not only the book's sense of longing, but their understanding of the way magic underlies the mundane. The movie's set pieces seduce you with elegance, wit, or suspense, says the Wall Street Journal. But the real reason for its success, claims Newsweek, is that it's about something far more frightening than facing Lord Voldemort. It's about being 13. Pubescent wizards Daniel Radcliffe and Emma Watson dress and sass like modern teens with hormones raging, adds Rolling Stone. It's irresistible fun watching them grow up on screen. Our other movie, Soul Plane, opened last week. It's an African-American version of Airplane set on a customized purple jumbo jet piloted by rappers Snoop Dogg and Method Man.
Hey y'all, what's crack-a-lack? This is your Soul Plane chauffeur. Captain Antoine Max speaking.
He sounds nice.
Welcome aboard NWA. Flight 069 from the 310 to the 212. It's time to bust this corner, y'all. In a hot second, I'll be hitting them switches. Enjoy the flight.
Soul Plane makes Airplane seem as demure as a vintage drawing room comedy, says the New York Times. But it's not the raunchy humor that bothers critics. Instead, they take offense at what Entertainment Weekly calls a pimped-out microcosm of black stereotypes. The Times thinks the film is a flying minstrel show, and the Boston Globe complains that it presents a commercially viable idea of a black culture beset with low self-esteem and lower expectations. The problem is that stereotypes are more than just a cheap source of prefabricated gags, says The Onion. They're the air the film breathes, its reason for being. The Chicago Tribune isn't sure whether Soul Plane is more offensive to whites or blacks, but the Boston Globe has no doubts. The joke is that when black people do for themselves, they do shoddily. Why is that funny?
Ben Williams writes the summary judgment column for Slate.